ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't.
We often hear that dogs are a person's best friend, but the relationship between dogs and humans are much more complex than most people realize. I'm Ava Katz.
And I'm Stella Chai. We interview Professor Tamara Stawicki about her bee trine, Atlas, in order to explore the deep connection between dogs and humans.
According to the American Kennel Club breed standard, the Bichon Frise is a small, sturdy, white powder puff of a dog whose merry temperament is evidenced by his plumed tail carried jauntily over the back and his dark-eyed, inquisitive expression. Just like most Bichons, Atlas is a small, white toy-looking Bichon who Professor Stawicki got around 16 years ago.
So, I mean, I got this puppy, so he didn't have a ton of background. He came from a breeder in, I want to say, Iowa, so probably again with him being a pet store dog. Probably came from a puppy mill.
A puppy mill is a dog breeding facility that quickly breeds lots of dogs by inhuman methods. Many people often get their dogs through puppy mills when they want a dog with particular traits.
So it seemed like, and you know, at the time, again, I was a grad student. I was living in an apartment, working all sorts of crazy animals for hours on that. So I wanted, you know, a smaller dog that would be okay with that sort of thing.
Professor Stawicki wanted to get a dog that would fit her hectic lifestyle and working hours as a graduate student. Bichons are considered toys, but were bred to be companion dogs.
The American Kennel Club says that the temperament of a Bichon should be gentle, mannered, sensitive, playful, and affectionate. A cheerful attitude is the hallmark of the breed, and one should settle for nothing else.
According to this breed standard of the nature of Bichons, Atlas was the perfect choice for Professor Stawicki.
But he's my little man, he's one of my favorite dogs.
Taking care of a dog is a lot of responsibility. When you get a dog during their puppy years, it is even more work. Professor Stawicki highlighted the differences of owning a puppy and owning an older dog.
Puppies in particular, like he had, it's hard to believe now as he's passed out of my lap, but so much energy. Yeah. And again, the meeting, working all day with so much energy was, there's a lot of destruction that went on, a lot of chewing of everything.
The time and work that goes into having a dog is often overlooked. As owners, it is our responsibility to teach our dogs how to live with us. According to Alexandra Horowitz in the book Inside of a Dog, each dog has to be taught this set of parameters for his life with people. The dog learns through you the kinds of things that are important to you and that you want to be important to him.
Horowitz is explaining that our dogs adjust themselves to fit our lifestyle. They learn through what we do and get used to certain things.
Yeah, and I think some people, I mean, I didn't when I got him, just don't fully understand, like, the amount of, even once they are adults, they're a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think some people, you know, it seems like a fun idea, but there's a lot of work, a lot of responsibility.
Although owning a dog is a lot of work, being able to provide care for an animal teaches anyone of any age responsibility and instills a level of maturity. According to Jessica Pierce in Run Spot Run, which is a book that discusses the ethic of keeping pets, when we bring an animal into our home as a pet, the quality of this creature's life is utterly in our hands. Our animal will rely on us from birth to death and everything in between.
Pets are beings that depend on their owners to give them the best life possible. It is the owner's job to take on the responsibility of caring for the pet. Giving an animal a good life with adequate care matures someone. There is a lot that comes with owning a pet, such as going on walks, necessary vet visits, and feeding. Professor Stawicki relates to this experience herself.
I think it will teach me, like, responsibility and, like, maybe some maturity, which at the time I needed.
During our interview, Professor Stawicki often described Atlas as her friend. She told us she often finds herself having conversations with him throughout the day. According to Horowitz, in Inside of a Dog, people sometimes treat dogs as a little more human because we apply eye contact to them that accompany human conversations. We tend to extend intimate and honest conversation to our dogs by directing more direct eye contact. We call their names before speaking to them, treating them like willing, if taciturn, interlocutors.
You know, I live alone other than the pets, so it's nice having a little companion. You know, happy to see you, and we'll hang out with you, and that sort of thing. You can talk to, even though deep down, you know, doesn't actually understand anything you're saying. You can still sit there and have whole conversations.
The strength of the relationship between dogs and humans can be linked to the release of oxytocin. Oxytocin, more commonly known as the love hormone and working for both humans and dogs, is a hormone released by the hypothalamus and, according to Professor Elaine Reynolds of the Biology and Neuroscience departments at Lafayette, facilitates social bonding and trust, making it crucial in relationships.
This oxytocin release is started by an owner touching their dog and, in most cases, showing affection towards the dog. In Dog Decoded, it is a mutual kind of interaction, you know. The owner touches with their hands and they both smell, hear, and see each other. That is a very nice way of triggering oxytocin release in the two of them.
The release of the hormone suggests, according to a Science magazine, the exciting possibility of a feedback loop. That is, shifts in oxytocin concentration in a dog might elicit similar changes in a human and vice versa, just as is seen when a mother bonds with her infant.
Oxytocin release in mothers and infants allow their bonds to become stronger. If the same is true for dogs and humans, their bond is becoming just as strong as bonds between two humans.
But yeah, it's definitely one of the more constant relationships in my life.